your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Alex, you weren't kidding when you said we're going to be on in 10 seconds. Everyone all set? Cocked? Locked? Broadcasting live, twice daily, from Studio A, high atop the Missouri Ozark Mountains. Converging threats are confronted daily by our instructors. I'm Vincent Finelli, and there's a link to all of our instructors on the website, USAprepares.com. Alex is at the controls in Minnesota. I'd like to thank our USAprepares.com instructors, Joel Johnson and Dr. Pat Hutton, for rearranging their schedule to enable us to have a special broadcast with Bob Chapman's daughter yesterday during the 10 o'clock a.m. broadcast right here. And during that broadcast, Jennifer, who's Bob Chapman's daughter, was on for an exclusive discussion about Bob Chapman's health and the future of the international forecaster. So if you'd like to hear that broadcast, you can go to GCNlive.com, and you can go to the USA Prepares part, and you can download that podcast. It's on the second half of the hour. Or if you'd like to go to USAprepares.com, and right on page one, there's a link to the podcast, so you can listen to it right there. Today, our class is focused on surviving any disaster, the first 72 hours. C.L. Ferris is with me, and she is a USAprepares.com student who's become a USAprepares.com instructor. Today, we're going to be discussing preparedness from a woman's perspective. Now, she's been in a tornado. She's experienced the wreckage. And she decided that she was going to help victims. And today, you're going to learn about those experiences. C.L. Ferris, welcome.
Thank you, Vin.
Hey, by the way, what does C.L. stand for?
Cocked and locked. Actually, I've gone by my initials for years, and I've had a number of different explanations as to what these initials stand for, anything from cute and lovable, clever listener, chocolate lover, and I used to even say Chicken Little, but that has ended up being kind of prophetic, because for those of us in the preparedness community, I think a lot of us feel like we are Chicken Littles. I feel like we are doing our utmost, our absolute best to bring to light what we are learning and seeing going on around the world and in our country to others. And we are being met with ridicule, opposition. A lot of people are in denial. And every once in a while, you'll get someone that's mildly curious, but having a quest of preparedness really does kind of put you in a Chicken Little status. It really does. The sky is falling, and nobody wants to believe it.
Yeah, and there's even some of the mainstream media here in the Springfield, Missouri market. There have been broadcasts that refer to people that think the way that we do, think that people that come to the meetups, people that listen to the broadcasts, and people that come to the Get Prepared Expo are Vincent's followers, as if we are a cult even. I mean, not only are we weirdos and wackos and nuts, but we're in this cult, according to the perception that some of the media is trying to portray us as. And we're not. And Vincent doesn't have followers. Vincent is involved with groups of people who are independent thinkers, and we're all traveling in the same direction. They are not followers by any sense of the imagination.
Absolutely not, but we synergistically complement each other.
Oh, absolutely. You're correct. So CL, you were in a tornado, and you know how important the first, actually the first few minutes are. And today we're going to be talking about 72 hours, the first 72 hours, right?
Right.
Okay. Well, let's, you want to start with what your experience was in Branson, Missouri, when we had our tornado right here, and
on February 29th, our leap day tornado. Yeah.
Okay, let's start. Why don't we start with that?
I mean, the good news is the sirens went off, so you know people were warned. You know, and you did your standard, get into the basement or get into an interior room, that kind of thing. What I wanted to share with the audience today is, when you have the nature to help, when it's in your heart to go out and try to help people, in the hours after the tornado has struck, you may be caught completely off guard by the responses that you receive, because I know I was. I got in some, heavy-duty clothing and went over to the strip where the majority of the damage was done. I mean, there was a tornado here in Branson that essentially traveled about 19 miles in about 21 minutes, and it cut a big swath all the way from Kimberling City well over into, you know, the eastern part of the Branson area. But I went to help, you know, and I thought, okay, I've got my first aid training. I've had CPR classes. So I should be useful, helpful somewhere. And I was turned away everywhere I showed up. And what a number of us who were there trying to help in any way we could encountered was, first of all, there was no clear organization. Mm-hmm. There was no one clearly in charge, which was a big surprise because, as a lot of listeners know, in this area, just a year ago, it made national news, Joplin was hit with, what was it, an F3, maybe an F4?
No, it was about 200 miles an hour. It was as bad as they get.
Yeah, a devastating tornado.
It sucked people out of windows.
Yeah, I mean,
in the hospital.
Oh yeah, the pictures didn't even do it justice. It was absolutely gruesome, and it is a little over an hour's drive from the Branson area. So you would think, when Joplin was devastated to that extent, then the folks in Branson, and this is not saying against anybody in Branson, because a lot of people, you know, just hunkered down and did everything they could. Mm-hmm. But there didn't seem to be any clear-cut group or person in charge, right, which was really right. Tough. And then the media was everywhere. Mm-hmm. And so there was a lot of, a lot of focus on getting pictures. And then probably the thing that was hardest was the looky-loos. There were people driving up and down the Branson Strip, I mean, in the areas where the roads were even open, hanging out of their windows and taking pictures on their cell phones.
Yeah.
You know, and instead of focusing their energy on just being useful or helpful in any way.
Mm-hmm.
I got to tell you, that all was pretty surprising to me. And when I couldn't find any area or venue to help, I finally talked to some people from the Salvation Army, and they seemed to be the most informed people that I found. And they directed me to a firehouse, fire station number one, that was actually, I guess, a commando setting where people were meeting to find out what needed to be done and how they could help. but the roads were blocked off, so you couldn't even get there. So the whole thing was a real eye opener for me, because I've tried to think through, you know, what I would do, what kind of preparation plans I would make, you know, contingency plans A, B, and C. But I was completely unprepared for the chaos that resulted from this tornado. And what was even worse was when I found out that the Red Cross had been set up over at a rec center just north of the Strip, I went over there thinking at least I can, you know, talk to people, hand out food, you know, set up cots. And I was turned away, Ben.
I'm sorry. The Red Cross is pathetic.
Well, I got to tell you,
pathetic.
You know,
I've got my Red Cross volunteer badge right here in the studio, and it's worthless.
I was told that I could not even hand out potato chips until I had a background check done by the Red Cross, and that I had to have certification classes. And I was just absolutely amazed. I'm like, I'm here just to help. These people have lost their homes. They are frightened. You know, they just need someone to talk to. And without my certification of Red Cross training, I was turned away.
Well, I have I've gone through the Red Cross background check, and I did volunteer to go to the Joplin site within 48 hours of the tornado, and they told me they weren't taking volunteers. And I said, well, you know, I want to go to Joplin and help. And they said, well, we're not taking volunteers. So I went to Joplin, and I helped out. And I came back from Joplin, and I called on the cell phone. I said, hey, I'm Vin Finelli, and I'd like to go to Joplin, and what's happening? What do I do? And they said, we're not taking volunteers. They didn't take volunteers for days and days and days. I saw the Red Cross in action. And it, listen, if you think the Red Cross is there to help you, you are mistaken. I'm Vin Finelli. C.L. Ferris is with me. USAPrepares.com. I'm probably going to get sued by 3 o'clock broadcast. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. June 5th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $16,1990. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $16,60.46, $8,30.23 for a half ounce, or $4,15.11 for a quarter ounce. That's $16,60.46, $8,30.23, and $4,15.11.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gail Harrison about the France tornado. And I just like to make this very clear that my comments on the Red Cross are derived from my experiences with the Red Cross, and they are my opinions. Teal Ferris, we're talking about your experience with Branson and the first 72 hours. So you wanted to help, you wanted to assist, you wanted to participate, you wanted to volunteer. You met with opposition at every turn, and then what?
And then I ended up just going home.
I'll tell you what I did in Branson. I just found some people that looked like they needed help. I pulled my vehicle off to the side of the road and just started helping them.
And Joplin, you mean?
Yeah. I'm sorry. Yes, Joplin. Yeah, and Joplin. Yeah. That's what I did. And what I found was, the people that we were helping, I really appreciated it. And then after like 15 minutes, they'd say, so what's your name? And then I'd tell them who I was. And they'd say, we'd ask, have you received any help yet? Now, this is 48 hours into it, okay?
Wow.
No, you're the first guys that we've seen. Then I decided to go to the Red Cross shelter, see what they had set up. And I walked right in. I was dressed a little bit better than the refugees. And, my blue jeans weren't, blood soaked and stained. And my shirt wasn't blood soaked and stained. And so I was able to walk right in, and I stood erect, and I walked in like I was in charge. And do you know that one of the Red Cross guys there thought I was in charge? He wanted to know what I wanted him to do. He was ready to take orders from me. And I was just looking around saying, man, this is unbelievable. He was drinking his Diet Coke. He was all, he was relaxed and comfortable, and nothing really was happening. But wow. So anyway, that was my experience, sad to report. But please continue.
Well, I think the best way to deal with this kind of falls into the old category of if you can't beat them, join them.
Mm.
I wonder how much help I could have given to how many people if I already had my Red Cross training. So that is on the list to get done. Because if I've had the training and the background check and everything else that they do, then I can't be turned away.
Well, yeah, you can. Because I did have the background check, and I was ready to help. And they said, no, we're not taking volunteers.
Oh, wow. So, even with Red Cross training?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I have, you know, I've got that lanyard and the Red Cross ID, and I'm all official. I look the part, and I am the part. But they're not taking volunteers. And, you know, there are people that needed water. I mean, they lost everything. The infrastructure was down. Electricity was down. There was no water, no food. So they were still turning away volunteers to help. Now, I assume that when you were talking about giving out potato chips, were they in bags?
They had a local Subway or Quiznos or something that had donated, you know, mini boxes of, you know, wrapped 6-inch, you know, sandwiches and chips, and they were unloading pop. I mean, I even volunteered to unload things from the truck to bring it in to serve the people, and I couldn't even get that done.
Well, all right, let me take that and raise you one. We have a friend who are medical professionals, and dentists. And when the Joplin tornado happened, this particular dentist went to two of the largest chains in Springfield, Missouri, which is 45 minutes away by vehicle to Joplin. And she called both of them and said she needed sub sandwiches. And she called both of them and she said, I need them quickly. So I'd like to buy $150 worth from each of these two sub sandwich stores. And I'll tell you the rest of the story when we come back. I think you're going to be shocked. Sub sandwiches, and you'd like to deliver them to the victims in the job. We'll be right back. I'm Vin Finelli, C.L. Ferris, USAPrepares.com.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standard for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1-year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze-dried guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
How's your pH today? Are you acidic? How alkaline is your blood and body? What is the pH of the water you drink? We are AlkaVision, and we have the answers. Drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining vibrant health and high energy, because bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. If your drinking water isn't at a pH level of 8 or higher, boost it with AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Our unique formula will alkalize your water, ridding your body of harmful toxins and acid, and help regain energy and health. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise the pH of your body to optimal levels. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615, 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
For a long time, you've heard me talk about building your own food supply with eFoods Direct. As a listener, you know why you need to have a supply of the best storable food on the planet. Every day, we document the attempts to take control of our lives. But there's one thing we can all control, your greatest dependency, food. eFoods Direct products are made with only the best ingredients and none of the trash and contaminants like trans fats, GMOs, or MSG. This food is nutrient dense and tastes great. It's simple to make, portable, and has a shelf life of up to 25 years. Now with eFoods Direct, you'll get the most affordable, best tasting food you can buy. And the new products and pricing will blow you away. Compared to other food sources, including home cooked meals, you can cut your food cost in half. You just can't afford to ignore this. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex for specials. Don't let this offer pass you by. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. More the best for less guaranteed.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
It's going to be sliding. What are today's hot keys? You've got your... Take my... When you go to the season... For 2 seconds during...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
C.L. Paris and I have met first 72 hours of a disaster, and I was describing a series of events at the Joplin tornado here in Missouri, and a dentist and her daughter took time off from work to bring food to the victims of the Joplin tornado, and she bought $150 worth of sub sandwiches from store number one and $150 worth from store number two, so she could get them made very quickly because she wanted to race them in the morning to the victims at the Red Cross shelter. And so she put them in her Suburban and raced off to Joplin and found the Red Cross shelter that was being set up. And she got permission to unload them. And so she was told to pull up to the front of this building, and she brought her Suburban up there, and she and her daughter were told that they could unload them, and so they unloaded them.
Oh, no help unloading, huh?
And loaded them into the facility, and then they were told, whoa, you can't leave these here. There's a liability with having food brought in. Now, these are packaged, sealed from the sub shop. They were raced over. They're 45 minutes old, directly from the sub shop right to the Red Cross shelter. And they were told no, because of the liability, they could not be given to any of the victims. So what they had to do was get their vehicle, bring it back to the front entrance and reload their vehicle. And they were told they could bring them possibly to the temporary hospital that was set up. So they brought them to the temporary hospital, and in order to unload them, they had to give sandwiches to the unloading crew. Okay, they want it's like a third world country. Okay. So they had to pay their dues by giving sandwiches to the unloading crew. The unloading crew brought them into the makeshift or temporary hospital, and where the dentist and her doctor were told that, we can't give these to the people that we're treating. They are not for the victims. There's a liability, so they can only be given to the hospital staff. So I'm sorry that I got us derailed here, but you know, when I hear the term Red Cross, I see red, and it makes my blood boil. The Red Cross is a business. It is a business. Let me say it a different way. It's a business, and they take donations and they do things like we just talked about. So anyway, if you are dependent upon an agency, an organized agency, I suggest you have a plan B, because you might be waiting for a very long time. Just think of the Katrina victims, and they're still waiting. But, CL, please continue the first 72 hours.
Yes, thank you, Ben. Yeah, we did get a little bit derailed. I know that's been a burr under both of our saddles.
Well, here's why. Here's why. The whole point of this is, please, class, don't expect these organizations to come help you. Really, don't expect it. You need to take care of yourself. That's why I spent that much time talking about the Red Cross in the detail that I did, because I saw it. I saw what happened. Those sandwiches were intended for the victims. Well-intentioned people, good, honest, hardworking people, a dentist taking a day off, losing a day's wages to help people and to find this happen. It makes my blood boil. So you're on your own, class. Please remember that you are on your own.
Yeah, Ben, it really does get down to you're either prepared or you're unprepared.
Right.
And what I've shared with you recently is something that I've uncovered that I think is really, really well done. It's from a group called Absolute Rights. You can actually go to their website, absoluterights.com, and they have prepared a document. It's about 32 pages long, and it talks about the first 72 hours. And I'd like to just kind of touch on some of the key points, because the listeners are really hoping to get some key information, and so I don't want to disappoint them. The first thing, of course, is to have a plan. You know, we don't know exactly what kind of disaster is going to hit us. We don't know if we're looking at seismic. We don't know if we're looking at EMPs or any number of things. But to have actually got several different, a plan A, plan B, plan C, you know, and even involving, you know, are you going to stay where you are? Do you know where you would go if you can't stay where you are? Do you have an idea of your surrounding area? Do you know the closest, fastest way to get to a water source? All of these are important to know in the first couple of minutes. And then the next thing that's important is to actually go through practices, drills, and yeah, some of your listeners may be rolling their eyeballs back up in their heads, but think about it. When we were kids, we had fire drills so that we knew in the event of fire what we were supposed to do and where we were supposed to go. So if we just have those basics covered, that's really key. I mean, think about athletes and how they practice repeatedly so that they can become really good. And I think practice creates a mentality of kind of an automatic. You know, you don't have to stop and think. And sometimes in a disaster, that's hard to do. Mm-hmm. If you already automatically, naturally have it in your head, in the event this happens, this is what I'm going to do. That could save you time and make a huge difference. You also want to know how much you plan on traveling with and carrying if you have to vacate. You know, do you have bug out bags? Do you have duffel bags? Do you have, we were talking about Joplin earlier, Vin. You know what one of the ongoing disasters is with the Joplin tornado? There are people that vacated their properties without any documents, any proof of insurance, any proof that they even owned the property that they were vacating from. And they've met with all kinds of resistance when they tried to go back to their home sites and collect up what was still there. They had to prove that they weren't looting their own home.
I saw it. I was there firsthand in Joplin, and I saw the police, police cars, two at a time, blocking intersections. No one got in, and you could get out, but you couldn't get back into your home.
Yeah. So just making copies of insurance documents or, you know, just proofs of ID and making sure that each one of your family members actually has that on them with emergency contact names and phone numbers, even relatives that are out of state, so that in the event that it's not possible to communicate with each other in the area, you might actually be able to communicate with each other through an out-of-state or a relative in another part of the country. So if you have a plan as to if you can't directly communicate with each other, you know, how are you going to hook up? And that leads me into one of the other things, which is text messaging. There's all kinds of information in this document that, you know, people can print out for themselves about communicating quickly. And one of the things is texting. It takes a lot less time to text than it does to try to make a phone call. Mm-hmm. And the texts actually go into what is a queue, which means if it isn't readily going to the other phone, it eventually shows up in the other phone. So you may have a code of some kind with your family members saying, gone to location number one or gone to location number two. So you all know ahead of time where those locations are.
Mm-hmm.
One of the other things that they talk about in this article, and I think is really important, is to understand that when you are on the move, if you do decide to vacate, it's important, especially in the aftermath, it's important to go from point A to point B and not stop, because you set yourself up for all kinds of obstacles, interferences, and even being trapped on the road by other disenfranchised people.
Mm-hmm.
So not stopping, but going directly from one point to another. And then one of the other things that I'm really concerned about is people thinking that the answer is just to go to a shelter.
Oh, man. That's like the last thing you want to do.
That is, it is, for a number of reasons. Because as soon as you walk in the door of the shelter, even though the basic concept is good, you know, this is a place where you might be able to, you know, get water, get food, and, you know, find a cot where you can lay down, something like that, there are all kinds of stories about people ending up in the dome in New Orleans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
you're talking about the rape. You're talking about
the horrific
feces story. Everywhere. You're talking about urine everywhere. You're talking about like the dregs of society all congregating and taking advantages of those others that are there.
Yeah. I mean, life in a shelter, you're herded like human cattle.
And that's what they were. C.L. Ferris, Vin Finelli, USAPrepares.com.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. UtopiaSilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now UtopiaSilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details on your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system. Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today. The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course. Information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com. No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
No whining. No question about it. There's no whining here. C.L. Ferris and I are talking about the first 72 hours. And I'd just like to, you know, we got off on this tangent, and it may seem like we're not doing our job today, but that is really not the case. And I'll tell you why, C.L. Because I really believe that many of our class don't realize that they become a victim if they go to a shelter. And they really believe that these organizations that they send contributions to are really helping them. And, you know, when we're talking about the Joplin tornado, I was a brand new broadcaster when that happened. And I remember the media saying, do not self-deploy. Do not go to Joplin. You know, the Red Cross is saying, do not self-deploy. Radio, television, newspapers, they're all saying it. And we went on the air here at USAPrepares.com and said, that's irresponsible. If you feel that you need to go and help people, if you feel that calling, that inner desire, that inner voice, that message that you've gotten to go help, go ahead. Make sure you wear heavy shoes because there are nails everywhere. The buildings are down. Bring everything that you need with you. Wear appropriate clothing because you can't buy anything. The infrastructure's down. Electricity is down. Stores are not operational. You got to bring your own gasoline in your own vehicle because gasoline is unavailable, those kinds of things. And that's what we said. And people did self-deploy in spite of the media and the news and the authorities telling us not to. So I know we've digressed, but the point is that you can't depend on these organizations. You just flat out can't depend on them because they were turning good, perfectly good food away that could have fed people right then and there, and they turned it away.
And good help.
And good help. They would not let me go in. And they were so disorganized that they thought I was in charge.
Well, you know, to elaborate on this shelter situation.
Yeah.
When you walk into a shelter, you mm-hmm. are then at the mercy of the state and the federal officials.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to be
told. And they have their computer systems already. By the way, those were all set up. They had a computer. They had a bank of laptop or notebook computers all networked together. That was the first thing that was set up. Please continue.
Mm-hmm. You're going to be told when you can eat, where you can sleep, what medical services you will or will not have access to. They're basically taking all of the control out of your hands. The big concern is that there's a possibility your family will be split up. You know, they may actually take children or elderly folks and put them in other areas.
Mm-hmm.
There is
right.
also a much greater potential for the spread of disease. Because you've got all kinds of people coming together under one roof, and you don't know where they've been or what they've been subjected to.
That's right.
It is much more important, I believe, to have a clear understanding of your own individual preparation plans. I mean, there will be people that don't have any other choice but to go to a shelter. But for those of us who have thought about it in advance, planned it in advance, practiced it in advance, we stand a fighting chance out there, I think.
You're absolutely right.
There's some other things that I've been researching from different disasters around the world, and one of the things regarding the earthquake in Haiti, the number of victims they could have found much earlier than they did. I mean, people that were injured, not obviously not dead, but injured people is a whistle. If people actually have a whistle, we're talking something that's small and portable and lightweight. But in the event that you are trapped, part of a building has collapsed, whatever, if you can sound a whistle, you can actually
get rescued.
People,
C.L. Ferris, we are out of time. We're going to have to do this again and again and again. We've got a lot more to talk about. I'm Vin Tinelli, C.L. Ferris, USAPreparers.com, emergency...
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.